弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
如果麻烦你就把那个 PowerPoint 给我打一下。
If you don't mind, please put the PowerPoint on the slides.
今年我们一开始月一号的时候，我们就读提摩太后书的
Starting in June, we started reading from 2 Timothy.
不是，是那个 beginning of this year.
Beginning of this year.
Yeah.如果记得的话，如果大家来这里那个一起参加聚会，或者周一月一号那个祷告会的时候那时候在网上，我们是读提摩太后书。
If you were here on January 1st in that prayer meeting, we were reading 2 Timothy.
那时候是保罗对提摩太最后的一个嘱咐。
That time it was some admonition from Apostle Paul to Timothy.
那他一个就是要鼓励这个提摩太要刚强。
He encouraged Timothy to be bold and strong and courageous.
这句话一直在年初的时候就摸着我。
So when we were reading this, that phrase touched me.
在二月份我有一次这个在这里分享的时候也分享这个同一个题目叫刚强壮胆。
So in February when I had shared with everyone, I had used the same topic to be strong, to be courageous.And courageous.
那时候我用便雅悯的三个后裔来诉说我们为什么要刚强壮胆。
That time I used three different descendants from the tribe of Benjamin to explain why we have to be strong and courageous.
在今年年初的时候就是我跟子标一直带周五的查经。
So starting early this year, starting when Brother Bill and I started leading Friday night Bible study.
是给小孩子。学习
，which was for studying children's studies.
那就是它最后是我们在旧约的最后一部分。
We ended up at the last part of the Old Testament.
就是讲到这个以色列人、犹太人这个被掳归回的那一段的历史。
And that is the history of the captivity of the Israelites.
那这些的教小孩子中间，我自己的学习是很多的。
Among the time that we spent teaching the kids, I have learned a lot myself.
这后面这几本书，特别是哈该书、撒加利亚书、马拉基书，对我来说是一个很大的影响。
So books near the end of the Old Testament, particularly near the minor prophets, like books like Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
因为这几本书不是很好读的书。
They were helpful to me, even though they're hard to read.
那特别是我们教小孩子的时候。
Particularly when we're teaching the youth.
因为这些这几本书不是这个小孩子们这些年轻人青少年们经常读的。
Feel like these books aren't quite meant for very small youth.
那如果能够教他们，我们做这个教导的，那必须把这个书要多读很多。
If they are to be made instructive for kids of their age, we must prepare extra hard.
那才能从其中找一些。神像这些孩子们所说的一些话。
Only then could we find certain places where God has words for the young ones.
但是经过这个过程里面，我觉得这哈该书和撒加利亚书是今年主向我所说的话。
During the process, the book of Haggai and Zechariah was particularly helpful to me that God showed me.
那我也是愿意主借着我所领受的能分享给大家。
I hope to.Share some of what I have learned with everyone.
那我跟罗律元弟兄分享一下，说我可能一次没法讲完，可能需要三次。
Myself and Kevin have discussed that there's no way for me to finish all of it, so I'll split it into three parts.
那今天算是第一次。
Today's gonna be the first time.
那下两次我看弟兄帮我安排十一月份、十二月份，我希望其中大家也是从这个这个以斯拉记、尼希米记和后面的以斯帖，还有这个后面的三本书提到的三本书，大家都回去多读几遍。
My two latter sessions will be probably in November and December, where I will touch some other minor prophets' books like Ezra, Nehemiah, and books like that. So encourage everyone to read in preparation at home.
那今天我先复习啊，什么叫刚强壮胆？
So let me review today what it means to be strong and courageous.
这是二月份讲到我提到过的。
So it was already, our brother Tom already shared what I was going to bring up.
刚强壮胆只有两个词，一个是刚强，另外一个是壮胆。
Two words, strong and courageous.
什么是刚强呢?
What does it mean to be strong?
刚强就是被抓住的意思。
That is to mean strong arm, seized or held.
这是第一次当罗德他要离开索德玛城的时候。
It was mentioned first when Lot was supposed to leave Gomorrah.
他不肯离开,心中有疑惑。
He doubted and wasn't willing to leave just yet.
那时候天使就抓着他的手,把他拽出城了。
When he hesitated, the angel grabbed his arm and pulled him out.
这个抓住就是刚强。
So that word is that seize or holding.
实际不是一个形容词,而是一个很强烈的一个动词。
So it's really not a adjective, it's a verb.
今天我们能够刚强也是完全是因为主的恩典,他一直抓住我们。
So that is to say, when we are strong today, it's because the Lord held on to us.
我们就像一块锡泥一样。
It's like we are a piece of clay.
或者是我们像一块土一样。
Or a piece of dirt.
土跟那个石头有很大的区别。
There's difference between clay and rock.
石头是坚硬的,
rock is harder.
但是土呢, 一敲就松了, 就碎了。
Clay breaks apart when you hit it.
当时, 但是这窑土放在窑匠的手中的时候,
but a piece of clay in the hand of a potter,
他把这个土放在跟水和活在一起,
when the potter combines the clay with water,
把放在窑匠的转轮上面,
and put it on the wheel,
按照他所的心意把这个泥窑土制造成一个合用的器皿。
According to his design, he will spin the wheel and design the clay into the shape that he wants.
他的窑匠的手就是他的手很尖头的,很温柔的来摸这个泥的,这个土的每一个部位。
The potter's hand is required to be very gentle to mold it in the way he wants.
把它制造成那个样子。
To mold it into a certain way.
但是有的时候制造不好,
but sometimes it doesn't work well.
因为里面有杂质,
because there are specks and dirty pieces.
这个就做不好了,
and when that happens, you can't make a good shape and it falls
但是怎么办呢?
apart.
就窑匠不是把这个土全部丢掉,
so the potter then would not discard the whole piece of clay.
而是把里面的杂质拿出来,
he's going to take out the specks and planks inside
重新的制造,
the clay, and then redo it.
直到他喜悦的样子,
until the clay is shaped exactly the way he wants.
等它干掉, 干了之后,
and when it dries,
把它放在窑炉的里面,
to put it into, put into, yeah.
To the fire.
Oh, into the,
to the fire.
Fire.
那结果呢,就让它烧,
and then after let it burn,
烧到坚硬,
until it hardens,
当拿出来的时候,
take it out,
那个就是一个可用的器皿,
that is a useful instrument.
这就是主在我们身上每一个人抓的工作,
this is the kind of work that God does when seizing us,
他拣选我们, 制造我们,
choosing us, building us up,
把我们造成他儿子的样子,
to build us into the image of his son,
也允许我们经过他儿子的十字架,
and allow us to go through the cross of his son.
经过这一切之后, 我们被主制造,
after all this, we are built up by our Lord.
这就是刚强,
that is to be strong.
什么是壮胆呢?
Then what is it to be courageous?
壮胆是我们对神的一个选择。
To be courageous is a choice that we make to God.
就是在各样的光景的里面我们觉得不行的时候,
so in all kinds of situations and conditions when we feel like we can't,
我们选择神, 抓住神,
we choose to take hold of the Lord.
有的时候力不能胜,
sometimes we're not strong enough,
抓都抓不住了,
we can't hold on.
但是我们最后的力量再拼命抓一下,
and we use the last bit of strength that we have left and grab.
发觉最后这个信心的工作抓一下的时候,
using that work of faith to grab hold.
神一下子把我们带到一个更宽广的地方,
Lord all of a sudden takes us into a wider plane.
有的时候我们壮胆这件事没有做好,
sometimes we can't We can't be strong.
为什么呢？因为我们最后没有抓住。
Because we didn't hold on to it.
我们觉得没有希望了。
We think that there is no hope.
很快就放弃了。
We will despair and give up.
结果我们就失败了。
And then we would fail.
上次我用一个很有名的运动员叫谷爱凌，她跳雪，做一个例子。
Last time I used a figure skater.
A skier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. By the name of Eileen Gu. As an example.
那这今天我用另外一个运动员，他是不是中国人？是菲律宾人。
This time I'm going to use someone else. It's a Philippine.
他的名字叫希德林迪亚兹 Diaz.
Her name is last name Diaz. First name is Hidalin. She is Filipino.
Yeah. 他是菲律宾在奥运的第一块金牌。
She is a Olympic gold medalist.
她是一个举重运动员。
She's also a weightlifting. She's a weightlifting champion.
你知道这个这个菲律宾人也好，中国人也好，对这个这个美丽啊，都有差不多同样的，东方人都有同样的一个欣赏的标准。
You know the image of standard of beauty for Filipino or generally Asians are very similar.
所以叫一个女孩子去练举重，是一个在我们这个认识上没法接受的事情。
So someone like her being a weightlifting champion, it's not something easy to accept by others.
无论是她家里还是她的朋友。
Whether from home or from friends.
而且这是很辛苦、很重量的一个运动。
It's a very grueling, a very demanding job.
如果你看着举重的最后奥林匹克举重的比赛的时候
，If you see the actual competition in the Olympics,
他要按照规定的动作把这个杠铃举起来。
He or she or they have to use the exact postures and gestures to raise that bell.
他举起来的时候，这个手的胳膊必须要直。
At the top of the weightlifting, the elbows must be perfectly straight.
而且两个胳膊要同样的直。
And both hands must be level.
那而且呢，要必须要在这里停留三秒钟以上。
And they have to do a static hold at the very top for at least 3 seconds.
当他这个标准动作举起来的，比如说挺举，他的姿势不能用其他的举的方式举，必须用他的固定的姿势来举起来。
So when they're at the top, the posture has to be held by a predetermined position posture.
所以在练举重的时候是十分艰苦的。
So when they are practicing for this, it is very harsh and difficult.
比如说你是可以举120公斤。
Let's say you're lifting 120 kgs.
但是你要超过，你必须超过一点点才能够胜过你能够举的重量。
Then you have to practice with a little more weight so that you can overcome that, that plateau.
这就叫抓住。
That is the grasp.
就抓住一些你比以前更重的东西。
To seize and hold of something that is heavier than before.
而且就像这个女将一样。
And that as the potter.
No, 像这个女运动员一样。
As the this female athlete.
她受到很多其他的冷嘲热讽和攻击。
She has endured a lot of attacks, personal attacks and ridicule.
对，包括她家人的。
Including her ones from her family,
包括她朋友的
her friends.
她说，女孩子不应该做这个运动。
They said women shouldn't be doing something like this.
没人会娶你。
Nobody is going to marry you.
你腿太粗了。
Your mouth is too thick.
你生不出孩子来。
You won't be able to give birth.
你没有希望。
You will have no hope.
而且她也会到很多身体上的伤害。
And you will endure long-lasting physical impacts.
但是感谢，就是她因为她的坚持，她继续下去。
But it was due to her persistence that she accomplished it.
当她举重比赛的那一天
，On the day of her competition,
她所举起来的东西比她从前训练所有的成绩要更高5磅。
What she lifted on the day of the competition was at least 5 pounds heavier than everything. She practiced with.
这个多出的五公斤是从来没有训练过的。
This is something that cannot be trained.
就是在那个时候他抓住。
It is at that moment when she grabbed and seized it.
按照他的经验，他是抓不住的。
According to her own experience, she couldn't do that.
但是按照那天她突然发出来的那个力量，她最后抓住，坚持住了。
But according to her commitment and strength that day, she withstood the pressure.
当她举起来这里，坚持着三秒钟的时候。
As she lifted it up over her shoulders, over her head,
我想是她里面心肠肺腑所有的骨骼肌肉所有的力量。
For those 3 seconds, she milked in and used all every ounce and fiber of her muscle.
这三秒钟过后放下来的时候
，When she let go after 3 seconds,
所有的压力、所有的捆绑都放松。
All her pressure and boundaries have been let down.
剩下来的就是奥运的金牌。
What remained was the gold medal.
荣耀
，Glory.
他也是他们菲律宾的民族英雄。
And also a national hero for Philippines.
那我想我们今天也是一样。
And I gather we are the same today.
在很多的时候我们就需要最后坚持一下。
Many times we just have to endure a little while longer.
在我们不能做的时候
,when we cannot anymore.
我们不是靠着我们的训练
,we don't depend on our training.
也不是靠着我们的意志力
,we don't depend on our will.
我们靠的什么是全能的主宰。
We depend on the Almighty.
我们翻到下一页。
Let's go to the next page.
我稍微介绍一下哈该书和撒迦利亚书的背景。
Let me introduce the background of Haggai and Zechariah.
如果你看我下面写第一次被掳是公元前609年。
If you see on the very left, first captivity, that was in 609 BC.
这是以色列人不是犹太人第一次被掳到巴比伦去。
That was the first captivity from of the Israelites by Babylon.
那中间他们有很多的故事。
Many stories exist.
那在539年的时候，那是第一次归回，就是塞鲁士王，命令以色列人、犹太人带着他们在所有的器具可以回到这个耶路撒冷重建他们的圣殿。
Now, when the year 538 came, it was King Cyrus's edict that allowed the Jews to return for the first time.
那是他们第一次的归回。
The first return.
如果你读圣经的话，圣经上这个耶利米书说有70年。
If you read the Bible in Jeremiah, it says it will be 71 years.
一般大部分，至少我从前读经的时候，这70年是在指这个70年。
Usually when I read the Bible, the 70 years that I understood was that period of 70 years.
那但是圣经里面还有另外一个70年。
There is another 70 years described in the Bible.
就从他的第三次被掳。开始算。
And that starts from the third captivity.
那到什么时候呢？到这个建殿的结束。
Until the finished, the finish of the rebuilding of the temple.
对。那第三次被掳的时候，他们的圣殿被毁。
At the third captivity, that third time, their temple was destroyed.
被火焚烧。
Put into ruins by fire.
那他重建的时候，那时候是第一次这个是以色拉回来，而且第一次过逾越节，就是公元前516年。
So when they rebuilt it, it was Ezra who came back and they built the celebrated the first Passover. That was 516 BC.
Yeah, 中间也是70年的时间。
That is also 7 years.
对，那在中间呢，有我放在这有两个蓝色的地方。
The two blue flags you see there.
那公元前539年是塞鲁士王，是得下了这个巴比伦。
So during around 539, it was
Persian means Persian.
Oh, the Persians who took Babylon to captivity.
那537年的时候，在中间第一个蓝线是塞鲁士王说你可以回去了。
So 537 was when the Persian said you can go back.
对，重新重建。
To rebuild and reestablish.
这是一个神迹。
That was a miracle.
因为神是说他激动了塞鲁士王。
Because the Bible says God moved the king of Cyrus.
让他心里面火热。
Let his heart be taken over.
去重建这个永生神的殿。
To let the Jews rebuild their temple.
Yeah. 那这个哈该书发生在520年。
So Haggai happened at a year 520.
在中间这个上没有写的，从537年到535年是他们是重建的2年的时间。
So it doesn't say here, but between 537 and 535, they rebuilt the temple for 2 years.
对，但是呢，把他们根基重建了之后就停下了工。
After they laid the foundation, they stopped at that point.
因为各样的原因，特别是政治上的原因。
A lot of reasons, but mainly political.
当时的仇敌不许他们再建下去。
Their enemies would not allow them to build.
这一搁置就是15年的时间。
So after that, it was 15 years later.
那在520年的时候，神兴起哈该，兴起撒加利亚，回到这个耶路撒冷，重新向他们说话。
So then it was 520 BC when God let Haggai and Zechariah go back.
鼓励他们重新建造圣殿。
To encourage them to rebuild the temple.
那我把这个撒加利亚跟哈该书分了三段，请帮我打下一节。
So I've split Haggai and Zechariah into three portions.
如果你读撒加利亚和哈该书的话，
If you read Haggai or Zechariah,
这就像一个日记一样。
It's almost like a journal.
我不晓得大家现在还记不记日记。
Don't know if you still have or do remember diaries.
我记得小的时候我都记日记的。
I remember when I was small, I kept a diary.
但是不知道写什么。
But I didn't know what to write.
那有时候我看我的孩子们，他们刚上小学的时候，老师也让他们写日记。
So when some of my kids went to school, their teachers also told them to write their diaries.
但是呢，他的日记从来不给我看的。
But their diaries really will never show to me.
那这个哈该跟撒加利亚，他很明显的几月几号都记下来。
Haggai and Zechariah very obviously they put down everything that they possibly could.
这两本书大部分发生在Darius 大流士王第二年的时候。
That these two books were written mainly around the time of King Darius of
the second year of Darius.
Second year of Darius's reign.
对，那在撒加利亚最后的一个神向他说话是大流士第四年的时候。
The last point of Zechariah, the last message from God to Zechariah was around Darius's fourth year.
那我分三半，第一个是要恢复敬拜，我几个题目是发生在六月份、七月份的时候。
So first of the three portions I'm going over is to the It says the chronicle of building and restore the worship.
那是今天我们所要讲的。
That is what we're talking about today.
再下去两个 slide 好吗？
Let's go down two more slides.
那第二部分是我叫它转向我。
Second one is Chronicles rebuilding, return to me.
那在撒加利亚第一章第的时候，那里讲到你们转向我，我就转向你们。
Zechariah 1:6 said, "Return to me, that I may return to you."
那发生在八月份。
It happened in August.
那我这段第二段是也是三个月的时间，八月份到十月份的时候。
And between the second part also happened between August and November.
那就是转向我。
That's to return to me.
第三部分是发生在这个大流士的第四年。
The third portion of Chronicles rebuilding was the fourth year of Darius.
那在撒加利亚的第七章那里面，那有人就问撒加利亚一个问题。
In Zechariah 7, somebody asked him a question.
说我们要不要禁食？
Should we fast?
Should we fast? Right. 那在这里面，撒加利亚说用七章八章两章的篇幅来回答要不要禁食。
In response to that question, Zechariah used chapter 7 and 8 to answer that question.
那当然中间有很多很多的预言。
There are many, many prophecies in between those.
那我用我的题目叫活在主里面。
My topic I've labeled for it is living in Christ.
那后两部分我想今年以后我们再讲。
The latter two portions, living in Christ, return to me, we will talk about later this year.
刚刚这个跟周刚讲到用了诗篇23篇的一句经文。
When Brother Tom mentioned Psalm 23.
那在其实诗篇23还有另外一段就叫你的杖你的竿都安慰我。
A part of that chapter says, your staff and your rod, they comfort me.
大家知不知道你的神的杖和神的竿的名字是什么？
The brothers and sisters know what it means to be, what the staff and the rod means.
我们也经常被到, 我们不靠势力,不靠全能, 靠耶和华的灵。
We often say that we don't depend on power and name, we depend on Jehovah's power.
The Spirit of God. Right?
The Spirit of God.
Yeah. 这都从出自于撒迦利亚。
That, all of that came from Zechariah.
神的杖的名字叫荣美。
So God's staff is called
beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
神的杆叫联合。
The rod is called reunion.
Union. Beautiful.
Union.
Right. 所以我想我们讲你的杖你的杆都安慰我。他的杖什么?他的柔美的杖来安慰我,把我们制造成什么?耶稣基督的样子。
So their staff molds us into the image of Christ.
我们知道神的杆有个钩把羊从坑里勾出来。
Now the rod has a somewhat of a hook extract, get the sheep out of the ditch.
它的名字叫联合,把我们跟主再连在一起。
And that is called union.
所以读圣经,
so read the Bible.
Yeah. 好,我们再翻下一页。
Let's go to the next page. Might save some time because Brother Tom mentioned this already.
那这里这El Shaddai,以利沙代是神全族全丰的神。
To say El Shaddai is to say God, it's God Almighty, all sufficient.
当我们开始讲, 我们刚强壮胆的时候,
when we start talking about being strong and courageous,
我们的眼光必须看到神,
our eyes should turn to God.
不是靠着我们自己, 去练我们的肌肉,
not by our own muscles,
也不是我们读更多的书,
not by our education and the amount of books we read.
也不是我们大家, 都商量好了一起核心做一些事情,
nor is it by the strength and numbers of a decision made.
而是神他自己,
but by God himself.
他是全能, 全足, 全丰的神。
He is God Almighty and God All Sufficient.
刚刚周刚讲到诗歌本上说, 这个神的名字, 全足, 全丰, 是母亲的胸脯, 胸膛。
When Brother Tom mentioned this almighty and sufficient thing, he was referring to
a mom's breast.
A mother's bosom.
Yeah, bosom. Yeah. 那这里面另外一个呢,就是这个 Shaddai. El就是以利,就是神的意思。
So the word El of El Shaddai.
El就是God.
El is God.
Yeah. Shaddai这里面呢,如果原文有不同的翻译, 但是这里面讲 She, 就是山,山的意思,大山.
So the she part of Shaddai is mountain.
对,那个die呢,那部分呢,就是山上的牛羊.
The other syllable means the oxen and the sheep on the mountain.
对,就所有的百物,百兽, 所有的 animal.
All the animals, all the creatures.
对,是神呢,说我是千山的羊,万山的牛,都是我的. 也可以用El Shaddai来,
transliterated, it's almost like saying, God, on the mountain, all sheep and cattle are mine.
所以有的时候我们在这里聚会,发现我们现在人不太多。
So when we are here, in this gathering, we might find there's not that many people.
有的弟兄还会算网上那有多少个online的参加。
Some people would take note of how many people are connected online.
但是我们知道神是全族全丰的神。
We know our God is God Almighty and All Sufficient.
当我们眼睛不看我们自己或自己的人数的时候,
so when our eyes no longer look at ourselves and the number of people we have,
我看主的时候,
when we look at the Lord,
他一切的供应, 一切的丰富都在乎他,
all His richness, all His provisions come from Him and are in Him.
所以我们就不在乎听自己里面的声音, 分析我们自己, 有没有 already.
So we won't analyze ourselves, listening to ourselves, to analyze whether we are ready by numbers.
这个时机是不是成熟的?
It's whether the time is near or time has arrived.
而是我们看主。
Rather, we look at God.
也听主自己的声音。
And we listen to God's voice.
在这个, 哈该书一开始的时候,
in the early part of Haggai,
就有两个不同的声音。
There are two voices.
经过15年之后,
after 15 years,
百姓说, 哦, 耶和华建殿的时候还没有到。
The people say, oh, I don't think the time for building the temple of Jehovah is here yet.
这个时机还没有成熟。
This season has not yet matured.
当我们说时机没有成熟的时候，有两个原因。
When we say the season has arrived, there are two possible reasons.
一个就是的确这个时机没有到。One,
maybe in fact it's not time yet.
各方面的条件不足，人力不足，人手不足。
Number of people, the amount of strength, the circumstances and are just not fitting.
而且我们在主里的生命也不足。
And our spiritual life is not sufficient.
但是相反的一面讲。
But conversely speaking,
我们心里面可能还觉得我们还有时间。
Our heart might think that there's plenty of time.
一方面说我们不行。
One hand says we can't.
一方面说我们有足够的时间拖，有足够的时间等。The other hand
says we have plenty of time and plenty of time to wait.
那另外一点，我们再重新思想。For
the other point, let's think about it.
如果我们等到这些时间、人手、人力、金钱都成熟的时候，我们还需要主来供应我们吗？
Now instead, if we had waited for all the timing, all the situation, strength and numbers and all that to be met, will we still need to experience, live through and experience God?
我们还需要经历神的大能作为在我们中间吗？
Will we still need to endure and see God's work?
我们还需要学习信心的功课吗？
Do we still need to learn a lesson of faith?
所以什么时候时间是成熟的呢？
So when is the time fulfilled?
另外一点。 如果我们建造神的殿，的确需要成熟的生命。
On the other point, building God's temple, if it really depends on our spiritual maturity.
所有的神的工程都需要一个成熟的人，在主里面有认识的人来帮助其他的弟兄姊妹。
All of God's work requires whoever's doing it to be spiritually mature and discerning to help others.
但是如果不经过神的操练，不经过神的工作，在 真刀实枪的里面去经历神的时候，你生命如何能够成熟？
But if we are not practiced and trained and to be put into the real gauntlet, how can we experience God's help?
所以让基督的性情被建造起来，让我们的生命能够成熟，都需要在我们日常的实际的经历主的工作里面，让主坐在我们的身上。
So to let the character of Christ, his reality dwell in ourselves, we must frequently experience our Lord.
神这时候借着哈该向着以色列犹太人们说话。
God at that point used Haggai to speak to Israelites.
他两次说在第五节，第一章的第五节、第七节那里讲到，说你们要省察自己的行为。
Twice in chapter 1, both verse 5 and 7, he said you should examine
examine your deed.
Careful thought to your ways.
Yeah. 那这里我想我在这里要提醒，我不是说跟这句话不是跟不在这里聚会的弟兄姊妹说的，而是在这里今天我们一同聚会的弟兄姊妹说的。I
want to make clear, this sentence is not meant for people who have departed, but for anyone listening and here with us.
今天我们所有的弟兄姊妹，包括弟兄自己在这里，我们要省察我们的行为。All
brothers and sisters, including myself, give careful thought to our ways.
看看我们里面是不是有那些任意妄为和隐而未现的罪。To
see if we have any willful or hidden sins.
看看我们里面对信心、对主的信心是不是有怀疑。To
see if there are any hesitation in toward of our faith to God.
我记得周刚弟兄第四月份的时候，你在这里还有一份讲，也是说我们重新就从哪里开始，要从悔改开始。
Brother Tom, back in April, mentioned that all repentance or
start with repentance. Yeah.
All works of revival starts with repentance.
对 ，Yeah。那我想从四月份到现在已经两个多月的时间了。
It's been about 2 months since.
我想我们看到弟兄姊妹中间也的确有很多的悔，也很多的改。I
see much regret and much change.
我想为这件事情，我们要感谢主。And
I thank God for it.
但是今天我们要继续省察我们自己的行为。We
must continue examine ourselves, our ways.
你记得在约翰福音那里第四章那里面。Now
remember in John chapter 4.
我想敬拜跟悔改是息息相关的。
I would think that confession and repentance go hand in hand.
真实的悔改是我们真实敬拜的一个先决的条件。
Oh, sorry. Worship and repentance goes in hand, hand in hand.
真实的敬拜，真实的悔改是真实敬拜的先决条件。
Real worship is predicated on true repentance.
甚至在真实的敬拜里面，也带进更深的、更真实的悔改。
In real worship leads to more genuine repentance.
在第四约翰福音第四章那里，耶稣向撒玛利亚人谈到的时候
，So when Jesus was talking with the Samaritan woman in John 4,
耶稣问妇人要井水。
Jesus asked the woman for water from the well.
但是呢，从井水就谈到了我要赐给你生命的活水。
But from that conversation of the well water, spoke about the living water.
那个妇人说，我当然要生命的活水，我就不要在这里打水了。
The woman says, of course, sir, please give me this water so I don't have to come here and get more.
那时候她完全没有知道耶稣在跟她说什么。
She at that point had not understood yet what Jesus meant.
这时候耶稣马上指向她的婚姻的生活。
At this point, Jesus talked, exposed her marriage situation.
他说你有五个丈夫。
He said, you have five husbands.
现在跟你在一起的男人还不是你的丈夫。
And the one you're living with right now is not your husband.
那时候他就震惊了，说你是个先知，你怎么知道我的生活呢？
It was then when the woman was shocked to understand, oh, this, he's a prophet. How do you know me like this?
这是耶稣让他什么？要省察你的行为。
This, what is Jesus doing? He's causing her to examine her own actions.
之后经过这之后，这妇人突然间问起敬拜的事情。
After that, she started the topic of worship.
她说：“我们的祖先说在这个山上，但是你们犹太人说在耶路撒冷，到底在哪里敬拜比较合适？”
The Samaritan woman said, "Our ancestors worship in Mount Carmel or whatever it was, and you guys worship in Jerusalem. What's that about?"
耶稣说：“啊，不是在这个山，也不是在那里。”
Jesus said, "It's not going to be here nor there."
而是用你的心灵和诚实来敬拜。
But to do it with truth and spirit and truth.
什么是心灵和诚实？
What is worshiping spirit and truth?
什么是用心灵和诚实敬拜？
What does it mean to worship in spirit and truth?
我想我们可以花一两堂去讲这件事情。
We can probably talk about it with two whole sessions.
但是很简单，就是那些认真在主面前悔改、省察自己行为、离开过去的人，来到主的面前，受主的宝血的洁净，让他灵充满，这就是心灵和诚实的敬拜。
But plainly speaking, it's those genuine believers who come with a contrite heart and honest with themselves, yearning for the Lord to come worship their Creator.
这样的敬拜是天父所喜悦的，是接纳的。
This kind of worship is acceptable to God.
神的儿子的宝血够我们用。
God's son's blood is good enough for us.
他那个永远的灵，使他复活的灵，能带我们进入一切的真实和真理的里面。
His resurrecting spirit brings us into all reality.
让我们的灵魂也能够苏醒过来。
That our soul may be refreshed.
让我们跟主敬拜的时候，我们是有感觉的。
So that when we worship and praise our Lord, there is feeling.
不再是一个宗教的仪式。
It is at that point stops being a religious practice.
而是一个生命的一个连接。
It is a linkage of life.
在约翰福音第四章后半一部分，当门徒回来的时候
，The latter half of John 4, when people started coming.
那时候那个妇人已经离开。
The woman at that point already left.
门徒就问耶稣：“你要吃的东西吗？”
The disciples asked Jesus. The apostles asked Jesus.
耶稣回答说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来的旨意，做成他的工。”
He said, "I have food that you do not eat. That is to do the work of the Father."
就是你们看呐。
He said, "Look."
人的声音说是现在没有好呢。
He says, "People's voice saying it's not time yet."
那时候可能现在大概夏天的时候
could have been summer like right now.
但是呢，庄稼已经种下去了。
But the crops have been planted.
已经开花结果了。
They've already bore fruit.
但是要成熟还要几个月的时间.
But maturity, to the fully grown crops, there's a few months away.
人是这么说的.
People say that.
但是耶稣说，你们看。 庄稼已经成熟了.
But Jesus says, look, everything's mature, it's harvest time.
对人的时间是还有四个月的时间.
For people, there's 4 months remain.
我们必须等.
We must wait.
我们不能不等.
We can't wait.
但是主耶稣说什么? 他已经成熟了.
Jesus says what? Look, the field is ripe for harvest.
在他们交谈的时候，撒玛利亚妇人已经回到城里面。
As they were talking, the Samaritan woman went back to her town.
把她身上所发生的事情告诉了全城的人。
She detailed what she went through with Jesus to the rest of the city.
那时候撒玛利亚人就很受震动，他们就派几个人就出来找耶稣。
The Samaritans were shaken, so they dispatched a few people to go to Jesus.
如果我们用我们的想象力一下,
if you can imagine that,
也就是说庄稼已经熟了, 已经是收割的时候了,
Jesus said, look, the field is ripe for harvest.
那时候撒玛利亚人从城里面出来找耶稣,
it was at that time the Samaritans walked up to them.
他就是那些神所, 你们犹太人所弃绝的撒玛利亚人,
those are the harvest is those that you have forsaken, the Samaritans.
那些是常常陷在耶罗伯安罪的那罪里面的那群以色列人.
The people, the descendants who belong to Jeroboam and his sins.
那些是拜偶像被亚述人掠走剩下的那群的人.
Those adulterers, the ones who were took into captivity by the Assyrians.
那些跟外族通婚的, 啊, 这是没有任何从前在, 没有保留他们从前的犹太人的习俗的, 那群的撒玛利亚人。
Those intermarrying, sinful, former Jews that did not abide by Jewish customs.
那些被你们叫做如猪如狗的人,
those called pigs and dogs.
跟神的恩典无份无关的人,
who have no part in the blessings of God.
他们是神的田地,
they are the field of God.
而且庄稼已经成熟了,
and the crops are fully grown.
他们来干嘛?
What are they coming here
不是听福音,
to do?
接受福音, 信耶稣而已,
not only to listen to the only listen to the gospel, to see Jesus, to accept Jesus.
我们常常会 用这段时间，这段圣经讲，哦，我们福音的工作缺人。
We often use this verse to say that our gospel work needs more people.
但是主开门徒的眼睛。
But the Lord opened his people's eyes.
求主也开我们的眼�ing。
The disciples' eyes, may our eyes be opened.
因为那天主耶稣在收成。
Because that day, Lord was harvesting.
等收成。 工人做工收成的时候是何等荣耀，何等喜乐，何等快乐的时候。
After harvest, after the crops are fully grown, and during the harvest time, both the planter and the reaper, the sower and the reaper, are both joyful.
让这个撒玛利亚妇人知道，在心灵和城市里，她可以敬拜主。
To let the Samaritan know that you can worship in spirit and truth.
让全城的撒玛利亚人知道，我们也同样的。 可以用心灵诚实敬拜这位全主全丰的神。To
let the whole city and us know that we can use our spirit and truth to worship this almighty, all-sufficient God.
这是耶稣自己在一群不认识神的人的当中，不知道如何敬拜的人的当中，如何恢复他的敬拜。
This was Jesus talking to a group of people who had no idea how to worship, telling them how to restore worship.
所以今天我们最需要的是什么?
Therefore, what do we need the most today?
我们最需要第一点就是恢复对主他自己的敬拜。
First, we need to restore the worship to God himself.
这个不需要任何的时间，不需要任何的金钱， 只要我们心里面改变。
This needs no time or money. This is just depending on our heart.
允许主的手抓住我们
，to allow God's hand to strong arm us，
也要抓住主他自己
，and we should take a grab hold onto Himself。
在哈该书前一部分讲到三点，他们不能够进到敬拜的工程的里面的三点
警戒。Mentioned three reasons.
Yeah, three warnings.
Three warnings of rebuilding God's temple.
第一个，他们没有马上的顺服，就失去了从前的目标。
First is that they didn't take the opportunity early on, so they lost the original intent.
失去了起初的方向。
The original goal and the original and losing the original direction.
15年前他们回来干什么？
What did they do when they came 15 years ago?
他们是在建圣殿的，建了一部分。
They were laying, I mean, they were building the temple, but they built only partially.
一停下来之后
，Once they stopped,
就15年。
It was 15 years.
下次什么时候开始
？When do they start again?
我们还没有好。
We're not ready yet.
第二个，他们窃取神的资源和时间。
Second, they
stole
God's time and
resources.
Stole God's time and resources.
你知道他们根基这个垒好了之后
，So after they lay the foundation,
那他们需要什么？需要这些木头。
What did they need? They needed the wood.
他们去山上就取木头。
They went to the mountains to get.
取了一部分下来之后
，After they took apart,
政治环境不允许了。
The political situations didn't allow anymore.
他们就停下了这工程。
So they stopped their work.
那木头干嘛
？What is the wood going to do?
木头放那儿会坏的。
If you leave the wood there, they'll rot.
那木头本来是用建造神的房子的。
The wood was supposed to be used to build God's house.
那他们自己也需要在那里生活，对不对
？And they need to live there. I mean, stay there and live as they built, right?
那这些木头我们先自己用一下，以后再。再砍再做神的工程嘛。
So let's use this wood for ourselves, and then we'll continue God's work in the future.
这也是合理的，对不对
？This is reasonable to some extent, right?
但是他们房子可能盖得越来越好。
But their house might have been built better and better.
那这些木头呢，就用到自己家里用。
So they use those woods for their own homes.
第三个，他们就开始自己的经营，有自己的田地等等，这也是正常的，他们需要生活。
So they started their, what they ended up doing was they improved their own house, their own fields, and this is a normal living standard.
但是从前他们是农夫的，是畜牧的。
But they were woodcutters, and farmers.
Yeah, 在巴比伦学了经商。
And they learned business in Babylon.
但是回来呢，他用两面，又会种田，又会畜牧，又会做生意，他就开始在那里做了，开始就是自己的企业。
So as farmers and woodworkers with the added knowledge of business, they started doing their own thing.
开始为自己的生活、自己的道路、自己的满足来经营。
For their own life, for their living, and for their own fulfillment and satisfaction, they started doing those things.
我不晓得大家，如果平时就这么活着，就好像我们还蛮有时间的。
So if we live that way, just like that, it seems like we have a lot of time.
你突然有个想法，我要。上一个大学去，我要读研究生，或者我要开做一个生意。你发觉这个时间，或者找一个新工作，这个时间花的是不得了的时间。
So if you find that, but if you find that you have a sudden ambition, going to college, starting a new job, you find that the time is, it takes so much time.
你不做而已，一做你发觉整个人就会吞噬进去了。
Fine, if you don't do anything different, but the moment you start doing that kind of stuff, the whole time goes into the.
以色列人也是如此。
The Israelites were like so.
他们慢慢的陷到自己的生活的里面。
They slowly drained, fell into their own everyday life.
神没有祝福他们。
But God did not bless that.
他们努力了100倍，收成只有50%。
They strived for a hundredfold. They only got 50-fold.
神用各样的环境、天气、虫疫，或者他们旁边的民族，让他们没法顺利。
God used all kinds of methods, infestations, weathers, enemies from other nations.
所以这15年的经营，他们并不成功。
So all those things that they ended up doing were not really successful.
今天如果我们回想我们现在的生活，
If you reflect on our own life now,
我们在这存钱存钱，我看有几位都到差不多退休的日子。
We pile up money and increase our savings. Some of us are kind of close to retirement.
在美国生活我们还是都不错的。
In America, really, our life is decent.
但是你乌克兰打几炮。
When the Ukrainians start launching their fire.
当然那边的人民的更加的悲惨。
Of course, people over there are under more pressure.
但是如果你看看你自己的 401k,
If you look at your own, you know, 401k savings,
你没有做什么。
You didn't do anything.
有些做的不好的，像我一个朋友，他说我这几个月损失了60%。
He said these few months I suffered loss of 60% in my account.
所以有的时候我们在世上的钱财都不是永远的。
So many times our worldly riches.Do not endure.
包括我的名誉，我们的健康等等。
Also, our reputation, our health, they all change.
所以说，我们不能只顾建立自己的房屋。
So we cannot only care about building our own house.
在跟他们对比的有一个神所喜悦的人，他的朋友大卫。
In contrast to them, there is one after God's heart, and that's David.
Yeah. 在撒母耳记第七章，撒母耳下第七章那里所记载的。
That's recorded in 2 Samuel 7.
神借着神的恩典让大卫离开了牧羊的家。
By God's grace, David left his home of his shepherding days.
也救他脱离扫罗一切的追杀。
And also relieved him of all the pursuit of Saul and all the other dangers.
他成为神所高的以色列的王。
He became the anointed king over Israel.
那时候他住在自己的宫殿里。
So he lived in his own palace.
他也有同样的说，我看我自己住在一个有天花板的房子里面。
He had the thought, I have a furnished palace with a polished ceiling.
Yeah. 但是神的却没有他自己的家。
But God's house is does not have his own home.
他就说我要定义要为神建造他一个殿宇。
God is still an intent, so I'm going to decide to build God's house.
那时候神就向先知回答。
At that time, God spoke to the prophet.
告诉大卫说
to have Nathan tell David,
难道我需要一个房子吗？
Is it really do I really need a house?
从我从在在叫着以色列人从埃及出来之后，我什么时候问你说我需要有个房子呢？
Ever since I came out of Egypt with the Israelites, when did I ever ask that I have to have a house?
我需要有一个有天花板的房子给我住吗？
Why have you not built a house for me of cedar?
我需要跟你们人要什么东西呢？
Do I need from man?
今天我们敬拜主，是不是因为我们敬拜主之后，主的荣耀更多一点？
When we worship God today, aren't we worshiping God for having more glory?
是不是他的心意就会更满足一点？
Would his heart be more satisfied if we did that?
如果我们这么有这个想法的话，
If we have this kind of thought, thinking,
我们实在太骄傲了。
Then we are really, really too proud.
因为神他的荣耀已经到了极处。
Because God's own glory have reached the pinnacle.
他自己的已经满足到一个地步，他没有任何的需要。
He is in the superabundant state. He needs nothing.
今天我们能够敬拜他，实在是主来满足我们。
So when we hear worshiping God, it's really Him satisfying us.
那时候神就跟大卫说，我不要你给我建造房屋。
So God said to David, I don't need you to build me a house.
但是让我来为你建造你的家。
But let me build you a house.
大卫有这个心。
David had the heart.
神有更大的心。
God had a bigger heart.
你来为我做工吗？
You going to work for me?
不。
No.
我来建造你。
I'm going to build you and your house.
今天我们能够说我们在主里面为主有一些劳苦。
Today we can say in God we'll have some, we'll labor for him.
今天说我可以放下我世上一些的东西，时间或者我们的精力，为主来做什么？
Today when we're willing to say I'm going to let go of some of my responsibilities and time in the world to do something for God.
这不是一个交换。
This is not a transaction.
我们所讲的也不是一个这种成功神学。
And this is not some kind of prosperity gospel.
而是什么？我们愿意把自己，也不是一个冒险。
And this is not going on an adventure.
而是我们把自己投身在主的里面的时候。
And that is when we invest ourselves in God.
谁愿意不愿意说主啊，你来建造我？
Who wouldn't be willing to say, God, build me up?
但是这是主给你应许的，对不对？
But this is a promise of God to you, isn't it?
谁不愿意说主啊，你建造我们的聚会？
Who wouldn't be willing to say, God, build our gathering up?
你来建造我的学业。
Build my academia.
建造我的事业。
Build my career.
建造我的婚姻。
Build my marriage.
建造我的家庭。
My home.
建造我的儿女。
Build my children.
建造我晚年的生活。
Build my, prepare for me my later years life.
我们都可以求这些。
We can plead for all those things.
也常常求这些。
And sometimes we get them.
但是我们需要有大卫的心。
But we need to have David's heart.
主啊，我来为你建造一个房屋。
Lord, I'm going to build you a house.
神说，我来建造你。
God says, no, instead, I will build your house.
我想在我们中间很多的弟兄姊妹有这样的经历。
I believe that many of us have had this kind of experience.
包括我自己。
Including myself and my house.
如果不是主来的建造。
If God did not build my house.
我想我今天怎么可以在这里为主说话？
How can I speak for him today like this?
我也不可能有我现在的家庭。
I wouldn't have the house and family I do now.
都是主来建造。
It is all built by God himself.
今天我们需要有一个敬拜的心来到主的面前。
Today we should have a praiseful
worship. 我们今天所有的工程是为了什么？
We have to have a worshipful heart. Why do we work?
就是来敬畏这位，敬拜这位主。
To worship this Lord.
让荣耀都归给他。
That all glory may be his.
这是起初我们今天得救的一个目的。
This is the original intent of our salvation.
起初我们从 Kearney 搬到 Newark 的目的。
This was our goal when we moved from Kearney to here.
也是我们继续的一个目的。
And should be our goal continuously.
一个作者叫 John Piper.
Oh, there's a theologian or author called John Piper.
他说敬拜必须敬拜的开始是敬拜。
He said the beginning of worship, the start of worship is worship.
敬拜的结束必须以敬拜来结束。
Worship's end ends with worship.
所以我们一生都在敬拜主的里面。
Our whole life is spent worshiping in God.
在永世里面我们要敬拜主。
In eternity, we'll worship him.
刚刚被主接走的江弟兄。
Stephen Kong, who was just taken by our Lord.
我们收到一个很简单的一封信。
We received a simple letter.
就是在他最后的几个小时的时候。
And that is regarding the last few hours of his life.
他们说他们一起读经，一起唱歌，一起敬拜。
They said that he spent it worshiping, reading the Bible, singing and worshiping.
一两个小时后就被主接走。
Couple hours later, the Lord took him.
这是何等美的事情。
What a beautiful thing.
在他生命最后一个几个小时的时候，他在敬拜主。
So he was worshiping the Lord in the last few hours of his life.
之后进到永远的敬拜的里。
And then entered into worship in eternity.
我想这就是我们等待我们的。
We should say, this is waiting for me.
不是死，不是退休。
Not death, not retirement.
而是进到真实的对主的敬拜的里。
But to enter into true worship of God.
对主的敬拜如果没有用嘴表达出来。
If the worship toward God is not expressed with our mouths.
是不完全的。
That is incomplete.
就像你对你的妻子的欣赏。
It's like your admiration for your wife.
就像你对妻子的爱。
Or your love for your wife.
你从来没有表示。
If you never expressed it.
只是说我们老夫老妻了，他知道了。
Just say we'll grow old together, she knows that.
那是不完全的。
That is incomplete.
所以回家呢，不管你年纪多大多小，还是要表示一下。
So going home, whether you're old or young, express it.
我们对主的爱也是一样的。
Our love for the Lord should be the same.
所以在很多的时候，包括祷告聚，包括波饼聚会的时候。
So many times, such as communion and many other occasions.
让我们对主的敬拜完全。
Let our worship to God be complete.
让你个人对主敬拜完全。
Let our individual worship to God be complete.
通过我们一些的顾念。
To be full and get past some of our reservations.
我们可以开口敬拜主。
We can open our mouth and worship our God.
这不是工作。
This isn't work.
也不是换取什么。
This is not an exchange of goods.
而是跟主那个完全生命的荣耀里的交通。
This is a glorious link between your life and God's.
谁可以在什么样的光景里面我们可以敬拜主？
In what kind of circumstance can we worship God?
有些人他来到主的，跟特别是弟兄姊妹的当中。
Some, when they come among brothers and sisters,
他跟主是有那个亲密的，那个完全的那个关系。
They have a very intimate, a very complete and full relationship.
他一来敬拜主的时候，十分的享受。
When he or she comes and worship, he enjoys it so much.
好像一下子这个在地如同在天。
It's as if you're in heaven as you're in earth as you're in heaven.
甚至他的祷告，他的最主的敬拜，都能够感染到其他的弟兄姊妹。
Maybe his or her prayer might even impact and influence others there.
但是有一些弟兄们来这里，就觉得里面十分的枯干。Others
when they come here,
they're very barren. 就像鹿渴慕那个清凉的溪水一样。
Like the deer who yearns for the river water.
世上的任何的都不能满足他。
Nothing in the world can satisfy them.
他知道只有主来到主的面前。
Only coming to face to face with God.
因为他里面有主生命的活水。
Because he or she have the living water of God.
这样的人可以来这里敬拜。
This kind of person can come here and worship.
还有一些离主好远的。
Others are so far off.
甚至在罪的里面，在疾病的里面，在各样的关系的里面。
They're in illness, relationship issues, and in their own sin.
我怎么能来到这里敬拜主呢？
How can I come here and worship God?
我都不敢叫自己是基督徒了。
I can't even call myself a Christian anymore.
但是有一天主就感动你说，我今天来一下教会吧。One
day God moves your heart to say, I had to come to church.
这样的人也可以敬拜。
Lord, let you worship
him. 因为忧伤痛悔的心不是主给你的吗？
Because a broken and contrite heart is not.
不是主要借着他的荣耀来安慰你吗？
It's God use his glory to comfort you.
所以任何的时候都可以来敬拜。
So no matter what time, what season, you can come worship.
所以总结来说，我们今天所做的工程是什么呢？
So to summarize, what is our work for worship?
就是一个恢复主敬拜的一个工程。
It's to restore the work of worship.
让这个聚会，让我们这里没有任何的拦阻，可以让人来到神的面前。
So for our gathering, our place here, nothing would obstruct God and people from worship.
让我们自己不再有拦阻。
Remove all obstacles from ourselves.
让每个弟兄姊妹成为神荣耀的恩典的供应。
May all of us be richly fed by God's own abundance.
我们翻到下一页。Let's
turn to the next page.
啊，再来一页。One
more.
这是我来读一下啊。耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当刚强。约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，你当刚强。” 这地的百姓，你们都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华所说的。But
now take courage, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and all you people of the land, take courage, declares the Lord, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord of armies.
今年许多的弟兄用第二章的第九节说，这殿后来的荣耀比 大过前面的荣耀，这地我必赐平安，这是万军之耶和华所说的。
Says here in Haggai chapter 2, verse 9 and after, it says, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty.
Yeah, 这是主所应许的。
And this is promised from the Lord.
我不晓得大家有没有这种感觉。
Don't know if all of you have a feeling.
所以刚刚我讲的一些，我们有新来的时候。
When I was talking about when we have the heart to come,
你一开始就发觉，我不知道从哪里开始。
You might feel right off the onset, I don't know where to begin.
那个周刚以前就是我们小聚会里面有时候分享的时候，我们百废待兴啊。
So our brother Tom says in our gathering we sometimes 百废待兴。
Everywhere need to be taken care of, right?
There are multiple things everywhere that has to be dealt with.
我们马上就不知所措。
We don't know our approach.
We're totally overwhelmed, right?
We're overwhelmed and we don't know the method.
困难重重，没有人力，没有灵力，没有物力，没有财力，也没有生命能力，啥都没有。
No people, no spiritual maturity, no equipment, no time, no anything.
所以这里哈该在七月份的时候，七月二十一号的时候，今天几号
？So July 21st, today is July 17th.
七号还有五天啊，差不多了啊。二十一号的时候提醒以色列人。
So in 4 days, Haggai reminds Israelites.
啊，对不起，不是 4 days， 是跟我们现在的时候差不多。
Around the same time of the year.
Yeah. 所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此。
It says Zerubbabel, even though
你当刚强，
you must be strong.
虽然如此，
take courage.
就现在的光景的里面，
even though you're in the current situation,
虽然你忙得不得了，
you're busy to the bone.
没有时间，
no time.
你软弱得不得了，
you're weak.
你当刚强，
you must take courage.
我们中间有没有所罗巴伯？
Are there any Zerubbabels here?
没有，对不对？但是我们中间有陶伯伯，对不对
？There's our older brother Tao.
我们叫当这里当爷爷都可以叫伯伯了，对不对？有林伯伯，有周伯伯，最近有个任伯伯，有张伯伯，有于伯伯，张正中伯伯，张一鸣伯伯，对吧？我们好多加起来所有的伯伯就是什么？所罗巴伯，对不对
？Anyone who has, I guess, grandchildren, a third generation can consider themselves 伯伯们。
所以在这里面，所有的伯伯们。所有的爷爷们
，so all grandparents，
虽然如此
，even so， 年纪蛮大了 ，even though you're advanced in years，
抱孙子照顾孙子了
，to take care of your grandkids，
少林后面抱一个孙女是吧？你当刚强
，you must be strong， take courage。
我们这里面也没做儿子的，都是儿子对不对？都是女儿对不对？
All sons and daughters are sons and daughters.
约沙塔的儿子大祭司约书亚，我们每个人都是神的祭司，君尊的祭司，对不对
？So for example, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, we are all holy priests.
你当刚强
，royal priest. You must take courage.
这地的百姓啊，不是别的聚会的，这地的百姓啊。
So that is not other gatherings. The people of this land.
你们都刚强。
You must take courage.
没结束，做工，做工 ，work.
To, and it's not, it doesn't end there. He says, take courage.
如果你真正读这句话的是这样写的
，If you read this phrase, it's written like that.
这个所罗巴伯啊，不，应该说，虽然如此，所罗巴伯啊，你当刚强。
Even then, Zerubbabel, you should take courage.
约沙塔的儿子大祭司约书亚，你当刚强。
In Joshua, son of Jehozadak, you must take courage.
你这地的百姓啊，你们都当刚强。
All you people in the land, take courage.
这是耶和华所说的。
This is declared of the Lord.
做工，因为我与你们同在。
Work, because I'm with you.
我们做工不是我们自己去做工，而是说什么跟主同工。
We're working not by our own strength only. We're working with God.
我们刚强做什么工呢？
taking courage to work what?
在一章第七节那里说, 愿君之耶和华说, 你们省察自己的城门, 你们要到山上取木料, 建造这殿。
It says in chapter 1, 7 and 8, give careful thought to your ways, go up to the mountains and bring down timber and build my house.
我们的山在哪里?
Where is our mountain?
我们的木料又是什么?
Where is our timber?
你记得吗? 今天我们剥饼啊, 这个饼, 你知道, 秘方是谁的吗?
Remember, the bread that we use currently.
小燕姐,
whose recipe is it?
是王妈妈的煮的, 是王妈妈教我们做的, 是吗?
It's our older sister Wang.
我们在中间有好几个姊妹,
couple of sisters here.
因为得救是因为王妈妈在 pass 上发单张 收到的, 对不对?
We're saved because of our older sister Wang. Who passed out tracks in the subway or train station. She was taken by our Lord early on in COVID. So when we worship, when we break bread, really, we're still worshiping together with our sister. Except she's sitting in a better position than us in heaven.
我们还是继续他的好处，是不是?
We're still continuing in her goodness.
他的山在哪里?
Where was her mountain?
他的山在他家厨房.
Mountain maybe in the kitchen.
他的山在 path 上.
In the path station.
他的木材是什么?
What was her timber?
可能是他家的面粉.
Maybe it was the flour.
他家的水, 他家的油, 他家的锅, 他家的炉灶.
Water, oil, pot, furnace, stovetop.
他的木材还有这里面收到他单张的弟兄姊妹们.
Her timber might also be the tracks received by others.
所以我们的山在哪里?
So where is our mountain?
我们的木材在哪里?
Where is our timber?
Livingston是不是我们的山?
Maybe Livingston?
Newark是不是我们的山?
Maybe Newark?
NJIT, UMDNJ, Rogers, Harrison, Kearney. 是不是我们的山?
Is NJIT, UMDNJ, Rutgers, Harrison, Kearney, all of our timber?
你的家是不是你的山?
Is your home your mountain?
你的车是不是你的木材?
Your car, is it your timber?
你的炉灶是不是你的木材?
Your stovetop, is it your timber?
你家里的冰箱里面的食物是不是你的木材?
Refrigerator, food in it, are they the timber?
在 Harrison, 在 Kearney, 在 Newark, 很多很多的人是不是木材?
Are the timbers, the people of Harrison, Kearney, and Newark?
这些都是材料, 为什么? 要建造神的殿。
They are all timbers to be used to build God's house.
来敬拜他。
To worship him.
来敬拜他。
Worship him.
这是我们重建的工程。
This is the work of our rebuild.
这是神借着哈该对当时的百姓的呼召。
This is God's calling to the people through Prophet Haggai.
鼓励和提醒。
To encourage and admonish.
百姓说,
People say the time is not here yet.
神说,
God says you must examine your ways.
你要刚强壮胆,
you must be strong and take courage.
这是耶和华所说的,
this is the word of God, Jehovah.
做工,
work,
because
I'm with you.
好, 到这里我们有些祷告
Let's end here, I'll pray
亲爱的主耶稣我们感谢你
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you
我们是何等的不配
How unworthy we are
但是我们知道这是你呼召我们
We know that it's your calling to us
让我们刚强壮胆
To be strong, to be courageous
实在被你所抓住 我们今天要抓住你自己
We're willing to take hold and seize of what you seize to yourself
抓住你的应许
Take hold of your promise.
因为你说我必也是我能。
Because you said you can and you will.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们所信的神是全主全丰全能的神。
The God we believe in is the Almighty One, the All-Sufficient One.
求你呼召每一个弟兄姊妹。
You call each of us.
让我们恢复这个敬拜的工程。
Help us restore the work of worship.
让你自己的荣耀能得到彰显。
May your own glory be shown.
请你亲自鼓励我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Personally encourage all of us.
我们年长的。
The older ones.
年轻的。
Younger ones.
年幼的。
the youth.
都需要你的灵来激励我们。
We all need your spirit to encourage us.
主啊, 这是我们感谢你。
Lord, we really thank you.
我们在这里不是靠势力, 不是靠才能, 而是靠耶和华的灵。
Here we don't depend on power or money, we depend on the Spirit of God.
方能成事, 也必能成事。
We can build it into a house.
因为这是你自己的工程。
Because this is your own work.
把颂赞都归给你。
We give you all praise.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.